The budget knife of sequestration was designed to cut all programs equally, immediately taking most federal non-discretionary spending programs down by about 10% in fiscal year 2013. The idea was to make the cuts painful and indiscriminate by design so that Congress would feel extra pressure to come up with a budget accord. But a new study by the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments finds the actual effect of the cuts in the first year would be extremely unequal, at least in the Defense Department. For example, cuts to the DoD workforce would happen almost overnight, eliminating funding for more than 100,000 full-time positions. Most cuts to product contractors would not, though, according to Todd Harrison, the center's senior fellow for defense budget studies.
Funding that's already been obligated on contracts, it does not get affected by sequestration. If you're a defense contractor, sequestration happens on January 2nd. On January 3rd, nearly all defense contractors will be working on projects where funding's already been obligated. So that funding won't be cut. They can continue working on that until the funding runs out. What sequestration affects is the ability of the department to obligate new funding from then on, because that will be reduced.
The version of sequestration that Congress cooked up in last year's budget negotiations affects budget authority, not actual checks that go out the door of the Pentagon. And since different types of accounts spend money at different rates, the effect of the across-the-board cuts would be spread out over several years in some accounts. Harrison's number crunching, based on DOD's 2013 budget and the Budget Control Act, finds that every account in DOD would have to come down by 10.3% in terms of budget authority next year. But since contract dollars for big-ticket items like jet fighters and submarines tend to get obligated years in advance, the actual spending for procurement accounts actually only gets reduced by 3.5% next year.
So what does this mean? That means that there's actually some cushion here for the defense industry. The weapons makers, people who actually make weapon systems, they primarily depend on procurement and RDT&E funding. What this means is that they won't see an immediate reduction in FY13 of 10% in outlays. And outlays are what they depend on for revenues. It will take, for procurement and RDT&E, it will take 3 or 4 years before the 10% reduction in budget authority becomes a 10% reduction in outlays for contractors.
On the other hand, operations and maintenance accounts, which tend to get drained in the same year the money's obligated, would take a hit of almost 7%. Harrison says that distortion is especially high in the accounts that pay the salaries of DOD civilian employees.
That means that if you're going to reduce the amount of money you spend on them by 10.3% over the whole year, that means that in the remaining 9 months of the year, you have to cut by 13.7%. We employ right now about 791,000 DOD civilians. That means that about 108,000 of them would have to be furloughed or laid off. That's a substantial impact.
And unlike the cuts to contractors, those layoffs and furloughs would not come gradually.
That would happen nearly immediately. Within the days and weeks after sequestration occurs, DOD would need to go ahead and start laying off or furloughing these people. The longer they wait, the shorter amount of time they have to make up that 10.3% reduction for the year, the more people they'll have to lay off.
Depending on how DOD manages the cuts, Harrison says that won't necessarily mean 108,000 pink slips. In theory, the Pentagon could choose to reduce work hours for some or all of its workforce and find the 13.5% savings that way. But in jobs that do get completely cut, DOD would have some tricky reshuffling to do.
You know, if you have to cut 100,000 of these people, some of them you could just cut the job and do less work. But some of them you'd be cutting from job functions that need to be done by someone else at that point. And it's not like you have extra money to hire contractors to do it. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to reshuffle amongst people in the civilian workforce and perhaps bring in the uniformed military. Since the uniformed military is not being cut under sequestration, your uniformed military might end up doing some job functions that DOD civilians used to do. It could mean reduced oversight. In the past few years, DOD has made a priority of building up the acquisition workforce. Those are the people that provide oversight in acquisition programs. This would hit them as well. Maybe they would want to move people around, change job assignments, if you will, to protect the acquisition workforce. I don't know. That should be part of their sequestration planning.
Even though DOD has insisted so far that it's not doing any sequestration planning, Harrison says it would be wise for them to start. He says the Budget Control Act actually gives the department flexibility to avoid the indiscriminate cuts via a one-time reprogramming request to Congress. If Congress said yes, money from lower priority items could go to higher priority spending.
And say, all right, if you make us cut that $56 billion out of the budget, we want to reallocate it across different accounts because we want to protect some high priority items, and we're willing to take deeper cuts in lower priority items. They could start doing that planning. I think that would be smart to start doing it. The downside, though, the reluctance in the department, I think, to do that kind of planning and to let people know publicly that they're doing it is once you show people that there are higher priority items and lower priority items in your budget, the low priority items become a real target and they're likely to get cut no matter what. So that is the downside risk for the department and why they're probably not showing their hand by doing that right now.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.